Hello and welcome to your Divine Uniqueness show. If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your YOUR divine DIVINE uniqueness UNIQUENESS.com. Hello everyone. This is Monsef Afker and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness. Thank you for joining us and for sharing with us your energy and this beautiful space. And really happy that Philippa King is joining us today for the first time. Very excited about what she will be sharing with us, the energy she will bring, and also the guidance that she will share with us about remembering our multidimensional selves. And Philippa is the founder of Cosmic Light Codes, intuitive soul expansion coach and therapist, energy healing teacher. So she will be sharing about the multidimensional, our multidimensionality, and how we can connect our divine self, light body, and our soul support team. And also, we'll learn more about the cosmic light codes, like how we can work with that, and the benefits of those, and how she could channel this new modality and energy that she's bringing to us in this time of great awakening. So very excited about that. And also, she will guide us on a group light body activation, which will be really, really powerful. So stay tuned for that. And also, we will take questions. As always, if you are on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to ask your questions. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. Philippa will answer your questions, and also if needed, she can do energy clearing for you. Before we start, I would love to share maybe with you a little bit more about Philippa. So after 20 years working as an intuitive therapist and energy healing teacher, Philippa now introduces a channeled ascension and healing system that is new to the planet at this time. Cosmic light codes work at a deep soul and planetary level to remember our multidimensional selves, cosmic origins, and align with new ascended Earth. Working with love and light encoded frequencies and energetic grids to activate your inner light and divine blueprint to remember and integrate more deeply with your divine self, guidance, gifts, and cosmic origins. Transmuting the dense vibrations of stuck energy and emotions, limiting patterns, blocks and fears and contracts to bring your true frequency to Earth. With that, Philippa, welcome to the show. Very happy that you are here with us today.
Hi, Monsef. Yeah, it's lovely to be on the show. Thank you very much for having me. And I'm very excited to share a bit more with everybody about the new way I'm working. Well, not so new. It's been the last few years, but now I'm really communicating it a bit more directly with the world. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, that really feels very exciting. And so let's start with that. What are the cosmic light codes, and how did it start with that? How did you channel this?
Well, I've been working with people and obviously on myself as well, but working with people and teaching courses to help people really tune into their energy system and clear their blocks. But it's been very much on just a mental, emotional level. I was working for many years, and then I started getting messages. I got drawn to live in a different place in 2012. And I got a lot of messages that I'd be working in a new way, which at the time I thought, oh, I'm really comfy working how I am. I don't know if I'm ready for something new. And it really started to gently come in over the next few years, lots of chunks of information. And as I was working with clients, rather than people sensing different colours, everything started to work with a golden light. And I started to find things were expanding much more. Instead of being like looking for the root of a problem, it was much more about seeing their whole space, their light body, and seeing disruptions in their field and being able to transmute those really quickly without having to go down into the story so much. And what I found was that things started to become clearer that they were from other planets, sometimes parallel universes. So people would have big life patterns come up or a fear come up, and they'd be searching around in their brain trying to work out where is this from, because they don't really understand why it's come into being now. And it would turn out to be that it was something from another planet or about bringing their true frequency to Earth. And I found that the contracts and past life stuff that I'd been clearing with people over the last few years just took on a whole new world, and allowed them to start connecting much more with all of our divine selves rather than just working on the mental and emotional layers here. So that's how it kind of came into being.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I like where when you said that you don't need to go like so deep into the details, like, because the healing it happens on a higher level, and because the energy, from my understanding, energy, it knows what needs to be healed and what needs to shift. So sometimes we don't need to know all the details, right?
Yeah, and I certainly feel that that's why there's faster and more high vibration healings, modalities coming to Earth at the moment, because we're all shifting into this lighter vibration. And as we do, we're starting to be a lot more led by our hearts and in more connection with our divine selves already. And our logical brains are taking a while to catch up, if you like. So they're still running around trying to understand everything and wanting to go into the story. But I feel like we're going beyond that now, to a point where our wisdom of our divine selves knows that it wants to align more fully with us here. Our body is like our meeting point of our energy and the new Earth energy that we're moving into. And so, yeah, it's much, much easier to work with that wisdom through the wisdom of ourselves, through the wisdom of our energy, to tune into what needs clearing and healing. And when we're not stuck on the brain candy stuff of needing to go into the story and over it, it's a lot easier. Because I find a lot of people go into the story from this life, and quite often, it's very, very often, things aren't even from there. You know, at a deep soul level, we might have volunteered, or as a soul, we've gone, oh, I'm going to come at this amazing, exciting time to Earth, and I want to process the last of this crap that's being carried around for my soul family, or through my ancestral line, or that I've been carting around for millennia. And then we have a repeat pattern of that energy or that vibration show up in this life. And we can spend ages and ages going round and round in circles trying to understand it all here. And for me, it's about mm-hmm. that remembering that we absolutely are divine, unique expressions of source energy. And the more we come into that knowing, the rest can fall away. Whereas the old way I used to work was much more go into the problem, go into the problem. Now it's like connect with who you really are, and the rest can fall away a lot more easily.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I really love that. And also, like the healing work we are doing, it's really important. And sometimes maybe the misunderstanding of it can make us feel sick. Like you said, it's. We can be in a circle, and that's never ends, because maybe also sometimes we approach this from perfectionist point of view. We want to heal everything and to know everything, so we become perfect. But instead of allowing just what we need to be shifting and connecting with our true self. I think this can create like a growth that we can't we couldn't imagine before.
Definitely.
And
well,
go ahead. You want to say something?
Sorry, no. All right, go on.
And so yeah. Also, you work with grids and timelines. I would love if we can talk maybe more deeply about that, and how does that work?
Well, it started as I used to always put people in a healing space to create a sacred space when I work with them, connecting with source energy. But with the new way I work, it very much works with the grid of new earth is what I like to call it. So it's working with the grids of the planet and our light body grids. And it's very much about bringing in those lighter frequencies of who we truly are, not only to us, but to the whole planet. And as we bring those in, it helps to raise the vibration, not only of ourselves and be able to let go of old patterns and old blocks, but also to help shift the whole vibration of the planet. So it assists everybody else as well. And they're very different grids depending on what we want to work on. But yeah, I just see it as kind of this flow of energy that brings into their heart, expands out, because we are very, very connected with the planet, and our consciousness affects the planet, and the planet of the consciousness of the planet affects us. So I always say to people, every time you heal even one little thing, or you make one positive change, or you come one bit closer to feeling more in alignment with who you really are, then that's not only changing that for you, but it's changing it for the whole planet as well. So it's a new way of working for me as well, working with the grids, but I'm really quite used to it now, and it's very beautiful. It's much more connected to ourselves, to the universe, and to the planet that we're all here to shift our energy on at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's beautiful. And so our ability to access this also allows us to have this, as we say, maybe flexibility to shift from between timelines and create like different realities with more flexibility, and like the reality becomes more, how to say, malleable, if we can,
yeah,
can say that.
Yeah.
And my question is how far can we go in shifting timelines? Are we like 100% flexible and we have the choice to shift, or there are some things that also affect this shift?
Okay, so the way that I sense it and feel it when I'm working with people is I literally see the timelines all going off like golden lines behind them, and I can see patches that are slightly darker or slightly murkier, and they are very much tied in with the timelines of Earth or to other planets that they've either got great gifts to bring forward from and remember, or imbalances that were created by blocks in other places and other dimensions and other planetary existence as well. And so when I'm doing a healing or a clearing, it's literally that can go to the origin of wherever that pattern or the root of that block or whatever we need to transmute any old contracts. We can send it all the way back through all timelines and literally change the frequency to a lighter vibration, bring in the codes and the light that it needs to be completely rewritten, if you like, and then bring that all the way back through the timelines up to now and into the future. And I believe that's very much since 2012, we went through a very pivotal shift. I feel where it was very unclear which way Earth and humanity was going to go, but we have gone into this lighter vibration, and we are now all starting to integrate much more deeply with our connection with Source, with the universe, with our multidimensional selves. And as we have gone into that shift, there's a new, more cooperative, compassionate energy that we're moving into. And the way that I sense it is rather like if you imagine there's a train, and the train is going to this new energy, if you like, and it's going there. We're all going, no matter what, but we can't take our old baggage with us. So if we're carrying like lots of old suitcases filled with dense vibrations and blocks and fears and things been holding on to for millennia maybe, or many Earth lifetimes, then we literally can't get on that lighter vibration train into those new vibrations with that. So by working through the timelines, you're able to let all that old baggage go. And so you can step onto that train in the lighter vibration and literally rewrite it. So it's not, if somebody has something that used to trigger, or, and you know, I always say our body is our kind of thermometer for what our energetic system is feeling. So if somebody has a situation or a person that used to trigger them having a certain reactive response or tension or fear, then when you change the frequency of that all the way through all timelines and through their energetic fields, it's just no longer there. So then they're able to be their true energy, be that new energy in those situations, or even better, attract better situations. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes, yes, it does. It's it's like when there is a pattern that show up in our timeline, and coming from others, we can connect to that timeline and heal and shift that. Because like all timelines are connected, and also if we want to call in some other aspects of our multidimensional self, like gifts that we can incorporate in what we are creating, we can also connect to other timelines where this aspect is more more manifested in a more powerful way. Absolutely. So this really reminds us of our multidimensionality, and we are not just this one identity that we are living here in this timeline, but we are much more than that. We are all of those timelines at once.
I very much feel like if you had a sort of diamond shape as an example of being Source, and Source is radiating light in all, love and light in all directions, and is everywhere and everything. We are, every facet of that diamond would give off light in its own way, in its own direction. So we are all a unique frequency, much more energetic than I think we think we are, of Source energy. And there, we are so vast, there's so much more to us, like our higher selves is very, very high vibration aspect of us. And I think I have a lot of people the last couple of years who are really feeling lost and wanting to find their way on their path. And I feel that that's because it's really coming up from within now to be led much more by our heart, by our divine selves. And we've moved out of survival thinking, which was very much led by the brain, and much more into divine path, wanting to align much more with who we truly are and our gifts. And that's coming up from the inside, and we want to align with that much more deeply. So that part of us that is here, our physical aspect, has been thinking for many thousands of years here, you know, this is who I am. I am this physical body. Or we've been doing some practices Having some awarenesses, maybe being intuitive and empathetic, being a bit more aware that we are more than that. But now we're really coming into that awareness that I is much, much bigger. It's our whole multidimensional self. And I think the more that we connect with that, the more our own path feels clearer. Because when we're still running around in our box, if you like, here, trying to work it out with our brain, you know, what should I do? What am I good at? What way should I go? We're still thinking, whereas we need to go in and connect more with our divine selves, our multidimensional selves, call in our gifts, clear up our vibration of things that have been blocking that or clogging up our light, as I like to say it. And as we do that, then our path will become clearer from within rather than being something we have to work out. So we're kind of trying to do it all from a place of this physical I at the moment. And I get a lot of people saying, you know, tell me what my mission is or my sole purpose. And I say, if you want to know that, go and ask somebody else, because I don't think anybody else should tell you exactly what you should be doing. It should come from within. So it's better for me to help people clear their vibration, connect more deeply with who they truly are, and feel into what brings them the most joy, who they really are, what they value, and allow that to expand into their path.
Yeah, that's really inspiring. And when you mentioned that about like this shift, like there was things that were working for us in the past, but not anymore. And like we were using some practices that don't work anymore for us. So it reminds us that we need some level of flexibility. It's more about living life moment by moment and asking what is true for me in each moment, because we are not looking for something that's, you know, it's like a final goal. This thing will work for me for my whole life, but it's going step by step and unfolding little by little. I just wanted to share that point.
Okay. Yeah, I think that definitely makes lots of sense. When we're really coming into contact with who we really are, it's a confusing time, because we've been used to one type of I, and now we're moving into a much bigger I. We've kind of gone, okay, I'm here, but there's this much higher vibration, and I don't know if I'm worthy enough for that, and do I deserve all this, and oh, that must be such a bigger vibration than me. But it is us. We are part of that. We are made of that. We are that love and light. And we've had so much conditioning of this kind of lower and higher for such a long time. We're kind of, for me, it's bringing that love and light in, and also clearing our vibration of any density so that we can meet in that meeting place, which is where the new earth energy is.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So yeah, Filipa, I feel is maybe it's the right time to do the group lights body activation, so our audience can feel the energy more.
Okay. So I'd just like to invite everybody who's listening, if you can, just to sit down or lay down comfortably. Just gently place your hand on your heart space. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths in. And just take a moment to acknowledge the source energy within you. And I'm just going to call down around everyone who's listening. Beautiful golden grid around your space, around your light body. And know that as you are in this golden grid, you are totally supported by the grid of light, the new earth energy. I'm going to next just call in and bring down golden wave direct from source energy. I'm going to start to flow down through you, through your mind, through your body. Down through your space, through the layers of your energetic field, connecting you even more deeply with the source energy within you. And just notice how that feels. And through that golden wave, sparkly, unconditional love and light. I'm going to bring in highest and best codes for you in this moment to awaken to remembering more of your divine light. And just notice colors, shapes, sensations. You become aware of. Allowing those codes to expand out through all your cells, all the space around your cells. Through the layers of your light body. Reawakening your divine light just the right level for you in this moment. That expands into your grid. Into the light grid of the new earth. Allowing you to feel safer. More centered. Bring your true frequency to Earth now. And I'm just going to lift those golden grids back off. Feeling you surrounded in a beautiful bubble, golden light around your space. And just bring your awareness back to your heart center. The gentle rise and fall of your breath. Bringing your awareness back to the here and now. And just begin to give your hands and your feet little bit of movement, being more present in your body. When you're ready, just come back and open your eyes.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much, Filipa.
That's okay. How do you feel, Monsef?
Yeah, it was how to say, grounding and bringing the energy that was like outside, like going in all directions to the heart, to the center. Yeah. So that was like how it felt for me.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
And so, yeah, everyone, we also would love to hear your feedback. What did you experience? You can share it with us on the webcast page. Or when we take questions, if you're on the phone, you can share it with us when we will unmute you. All right. So, Filipa, can we take questions now?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. All right, so everyone, if you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 to talk to Filipa. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions there. All right, so we have a caller from Muskegon, I think. So the phone number ending with 2378. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hi,
Felipe. Felipa.
Hello.
This is Stephanie. Yes,
hi.
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Hello. Lovely to meet you.
I was wondering, you mentioned that you're able to help, like, clear emotions.
Yeah.
Because I'm feeling some emotions that I don't necessarily believe are, well, I feel like they might have something to do with me, but I almost feel like there's more being projected to me from somewhere outside. I don't know if it's the collective or the 3D matrix or whatever, but I feel like the emotion of hate, which is a very, very strong negative emotion, is being projected at me.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't even like saying that word. If I catch myself say it, I say clear, cancel, delete straight away. It's such a toxic vibration. So how's that been affecting you?
I can feel it in certain areas of my body, and there are times throughout the day where I literally feel heat, like heat in my face and heat in the back of my head. And that's why I'm saying I don't necessarily feel like it's from me, but being projected at me, because I'm feeling it as heat outside of myself.
Okay. So more in your energy space than in the physical.
Yes. Well, I mean, I feel like it's being sent to my physical from outside of me. Yeah.
Okay. So there can be a few different areas it can have come from, because we're going through a lot of universal shifts at the moment. Sometimes if you're quite a sensitive person and you're quite tuned in, then you can pick up on a lot of the toxic emotions that are being purged through the whole sort of planet, if you like, at the moment. And I've certainly had that where they knock me off balance for a few weeks, or I get aches and pains for a few days, and I kind of tend to go, where's this coming from? And then I check in with myself and I go, okay, is this mine? No. Okay, is it universal shift, or is it something being purposefully projected towards me, or am I just picking up on big universal shifts? So just close your eyes for a moment, just put your hand on your heart, and just ask your body's wisdom to let you know if you feel light or heavy when I say, is this a universal shift, universal energy you're picking up on?
I'm picking up that it's not from me.
Yeah.
There may be some that has to do with the universal shift. There may even be some collective consciousness, but it's not. The majority of whatever that is being sent from someone else.
Okay. So do I have your permission to first place you in golden ball of light and just pull in the highest and best grid to place
please
around your spine?
Oh, that would be.
Thank you.
Please, please, please.
And do I have permission to clear your space of all and any intentional or unintentional psychic intrusions or echoes?
Oh my gosh. Please, yes, please, thank you.
Okay. And I'm just going to ask that's totally transmuted with love and light in the highest and best way.
Ooh, it's in the solar plexus, like really strong, like I feel like I'm getting punched in the gut right now.
It feels like it's really swirly to me, very moving about a lot. It's not like one fixed place. Okay, so I'm just going to bring in some harming frequencies. And can we just balance your system from the way that's kind of wobbled your centers? Would that be okay?
Yes, that really, that's exactly what it feels like. I feel like I'm wobbly. Yes.
Yeah,
please.
it's like almost like a wiggle up your center. So let's just ask that your priorities are rebalanced and just bring you back into central alignment with Source. And now just having like a dust off the edge of your energy field as well. Wow. I'm going to just download you that your space and your system knows how it feels to have divine love and light act as a filter for you, that you can still be intuitive and empathetic without picking up on everything. Would that be okay?
Please. Yeah, it feels better already. I can feel everything that you're doing. It's great.
Oh, and I feel like I just want to take your hand and just you can breathe again. Okay. So just literally just tune into your space again now. Just tell me if you're feeling lighter or heavier, how you're feeling, if that wobbly feeling's gone now.
It literally felt like I felt like I was coming off an uneven ground, and I stepped right on a nice flat surface. So literally, I felt like I walked right out of the unbalanced and was just straight and narrow. That's
lovely.
How quick it happened. Yeah,
it is fast. I have to remember not to go too fast sometimes because it makes me feel
it was great. It was literally like I walked right out of a space and was just straight. It was like, wow. No, that was great. Woo!
Good.
That was powerful. Woo!
Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's all right. Thanks, Stephanie. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, Destiny. Much love.
Thank you, Mansaf. Much love.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Philippa. For the healing and the space you had for her. So beautiful.
That's all right.
We have a question from Cindy from Burnaby. Beautiful process. I feel all tingly. I have been doing many meditations and processes for years now, but I am still feeling stuck. For example, I am currently in need of healing myself, but nothing is working. Can you help?
Okay. So it would probably be, when it's just a question like that, it's easier if I can tune in and work with the person a bit more. So let me just see what I can do. So when we've been working with lots of different healing processes and you're still feeling stuck or like it's not getting traction, you know, you might feel a little bit better for a little while, like, oh, that's lovely. I'm feeling a bit better, but then you're finding the same things are coming back, then I find that's quite often it can be agreements and contracts, or they can be from this life, they can be from lives on other planets, but sometimes when you've got something that's really not shifting, it's because it's a deep held belief. And sometimes I quite often find that when it's like that, it's a vow or a contract, which are like programs, but they're even stronger. And the good thing about that is that we really are in this time, because we're all being encouraged to drop our old stuff, to step into this new energy, that it's much easier and quicker now to be able to release and drop those old vibrations without having to go into them, without having to know exactly what they are. So I don't know if Stephanie's, is she on message or is she on the phone? She's on message.
Yes, yeah. So yeah, Cindy, if you are still with us, you can write to us.
Okay, so if you could just ask her, just to put her hand on her heart and tell me whereabouts in her system she's, when she thinks about this word stuck, because that was the main word she used, whereabouts in her system is she aware of that?
Mm-hmm. So yes, Cindy,
sorry, go on.
It will take maybe 20 seconds for her to hear the message.
Okay.
There is a delay.
Okay. Yeah. That's all right. And then if I have her permission to tune into that and change the frequency there.
She said, in my solar plexus.
In her solar plexus. Okay. I'm assuming she's going to say yes for permission to send her some healing and tune into it. So I'll just wait for a yes. But yeah, while we're just waiting for Cindy to have a yes. Yeah, it's been described before, but healing is very much the layers of an onion. So I would say that never doubt any of the steps you've already taken, the healing that you've already done, because our systems are only ready to heal and let go of what we're ready to in that moment. So it's never about pushing or pulling, but we are much more ready to let go of things than we have been for many decades before. So it may be that you felt a bit of relief from other things, but this pattern, this root thing is still there. But all of those steps that you've taken will have been very valuable in getting to a place where your system is like, okay, yeah, I've taken off that layer and that layer and that, and now I'm ready to get rid of the root cause. It may be something that you need to work together a bit more one-on-one, but I will do my best to do something for you now. Obviously, I can't do a whole session, so I'll see what I can do for you now. So she said, yes, that's okay?
Yes, she said yes.
Yes, okay, right, okay. So because we're not doing a whole complete sort of 1 hour session, I'm just going to ask Source that we can do the absolute best we can to clear any old vows, contracts. Can ask Source to bring in the highest and best golden grid around you for freedom. And then we're going to bring in the highest and best frequencies of remembering your freedom. Then we can bring that down on a golden wave. Connecting you and the Source energy within you with Source. Okay, so just bringing that down to your solar plexus now, just bringing in the highest and best frequencies to acknowledge all the ways that may have served you in the past. We're just going to ask your system, thank your system for allowing us to work with it, and ask that you keep only the highest and best learnings that serve your soul's growth now, and just keep the only that as love, light and colour. I'm going to ask that any vows, contracts, agreements, intentional or unintentional, that have been causing you to feel really stuck and stuck in fear, that they are acknowledged and transmuted now. Wherever they originated throughout all your timelines. Bringing in the highest and best frequencies. I'm also remembering freedom. And trust, trusting yourself. Trusting you and your connection to Source above all else. Okay. Bringing that all the way up to now, into your future. And I'm just going to lift off that golden grid. Okay. So, if you could just ask Montef how she's feeling in her space and particularly her solar plexus now, if that's all right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
it literally felt like a stone almost, like a real big lump. Very, very solid, very different to the things we were working on with the last lady, Stephanie. So as I was just seeing and sensing those going through back through time and bringing in those frequencies of freedom, it really felt like you needed to reestablish trust in your own wisdom without double guessing yourself or overanalyzing too much. Bring the softness back into that area. Okay. Have we heard back yet, Montef?
Yes, she said the turmoil I was feeling in my solar plexus has subsided.
Okay.
Wow.
Wonderful. And I hope the message I got was right as well. So, yeah, it feels like that softness and that trust and really don't double guess yourself and don't allow others to confuse you on trusting yourself, and then it'll be easier to be in your freedom. That's what I feel like I want to say. Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much, Philippa. Very grateful to you. And also thank you so much, Cindy, for your great question. We have a caller from New Jersey. I think it's Maureen. Hello.
Okay.
Hello, Montef. Hello, Talitha.
Hi,
nice to meet you. Oh, my gosh. I'm super thrilled. This has been so inspiring and so enlightening. And so many messages that you have shared with others have resonated in my heart. And I just want to express my highest gratitude for that. And I...
Aw, thank you.
Oh, my gosh. It's phenomenal. And it's exactly what a lot of things that I just walked through with some adversity outside. But I want to ask a question if I can.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excellent. I would like to see what the higher guidance that you bring through for what is needed for this moment for my heart to expand and receive more with higher guidance through my crown and my third eye. If there's any vows, oath, contracts that are intercepting that for right now, I am open to what you see, and I would be so grateful for that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Maureen. So I've got your permission, so I'll just have a little tune in. Is that okay?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
So I'm just going to place first the golden grid around you for alignment with Source, the highest and best one for you. Okay, so do I have your permission, Maureen, just to bring in the golden ray of light and to clear, I've just got a little bit of clutter around your crown, not a lot, but I'm just going to ask that that is cleared and transmuted. Would that be okay?
Yes, absolutely yes. Thank you.
Okay. So I don't know whether this will resonate or not, but what I'm getting is, like, as I'm bringing in the frequencies to transmute those, that is from many lifetimes where you've been taken on. It's like your light is really strong, and then it's got like this little bit of like dust or clutter just stop it, like a light of a torch, and it's not quite coming through just on the right hand side. And what I'm getting is it's from many lifetimes where there were conditions on how you connected with Source, like you have to be a certain way, or you have to sacrifice part of yourself or something to connect with Source. So all those old vows and oaths of suffering or of having to be a certain way and be lowly to connect with Source. Does that make sense?
Oh my gosh, this is absolutely what I've been feeling and sensing and understanding, and I knew it was from a past life, but I needed outside light worker like you to bring this in, and I am just so grateful. And I kept sensing that because I am in the healing field, and I felt the hold and the in my crown. I felt that, and I didn't know where, when, but I knew it was from the past. So this is absolutely beautiful, and I express my highest gratitude, love, and appreciation, and express my blessings for this moment, and I'm just so happy and grateful. Thank you so much.
That's all right.
So
can
much.
We clear them? Come on. Do I have
to clear them? Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, please. Yes. Oh, my gosh. I thought we did.
No, some's gone off, but I just want to ask your permission to completely clear all of the residual energy to do with that all those
yes,
conditions.
Please.
Yeah? Is that all
yes.
right?
Yes, that's absolutely yes, please.
Can we bring in more from Source, the absolute knowing, remembering that you are absolute deserving and worthy of Source's love and light, these are Source's love and light, without having to do anything or be a certain way to be deserving of that you just are. Would that be okay?
Oh my gosh, that would be amazing. Thank you. Yes.
I feel like that was the crown, but we need to top your worth up in your heart. It's like that trying energy. We need to
yes.
replace that with knowing, with, oh, I am that. I don't have to go and chase it and be a certain way to do it. Okay.
Oh, yes.
And can I ask, do you try to get things right a lot?
Yes.
Yeah. So can we just bring in that you're absolutely, completely part of Source and loved by Source and in every moment, and it's okay to make mistakes with Source, and you're just loved completely? Would that be okay without having to try and get things right?
Yes. Absolutely. Thank you.
And it's safe to relax and be you?
Yes. Please.
Okay, I can feel like your heart's softening a little bit again now.
Yes.
Okay, so just going to let that balance through your whole system. Just bring that love and light right through you. Down through the grid of earth. Okay, I'm just going to take that grid off now. Okay, just come back. Okay, just take a breath. Just tell me how you feel. Do you feel lighter, heavier, emotionally? How do you feel?
I feel lighter. I feel centered. I feel that my heart just relaxed. Just relaxed.
It was like it melted a bit like butter, but it held on to the last one, and then it was like, ugh. We had to put that not trying in, and then it went, ugh, okay.
Yes, exactly, because I'm very ambitious, on the go. I have 3 businesses, I'm going, I'm doing 1,000%, and so all these adversities that jump on, there's no space to be able to just relax, and all of that, what you just did in completion of all of that, it completed that energy of the being worthy and open to receive and knowing that my back is always covered with Divine Source and through you, Talita, and through you, Monsef, for having this moment. And I will cherish it, and I will sit down tonight and write about this beautiful experience. And I am in such gratitude that I thank you so much. Thank you.
Aw, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Blessings
so much
to everyone. Thank you, Monsef. Let's go.
Well, yeah, that was so beautiful. Thank you so much, Philippa, for holding the space and with the healing energy. So very grateful to you. So can we take one more question?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. We have Sarah. Dear Philippa and Monsef, I would love some help how to clear and dissolve all grief and sadness energy around my heart. It has been there for so long. Infinite gratitude and blessings.
Okay. And a lot of grief and loss is like old. And it feels so massive when it's here, I know. So could you just ask Monsef if I have permission just to send some healing? Would that be okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, please, okay. Sarah, you can write to us.
Okay. So our heart center, you know, when it's in its fullest, happiest expression, it's joy and compassion and love and sharing and expansion, and loss and grief is really weigh that down. So Okay. Have we heard back yet, Monsef?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Yeah. I assume she gives permission. I'm not sure if she's still alive with us. Yes, she is. She said, yes, yeah. You have permission. 100%.
Okay. 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 So I'm just going to bring in the highest and best golden grid of unconditional love and compassion for you in this moment. Bring in golden wave of love and light just going to come down all around you, tree for a moment. Okay, so I'm just going to ask first, I'm sensing that some of this is a personal thing about feeling a bit alone, but I'm feeling like a big chunk of this is not even yours. You've come in to process this at a soul level, to release it for I don't know if it's your ancestors or your soul group, but you've gone like a soul level, yay, I'll come in and get rid of this. But it's not in your system, it's sat on you. So I'm just going to ask to bring in the highest and best love, light and healing codes. Your heart, ask that all and any agreements to carry and process this as a burden, to carry and process it for others that are no longer serving your highest good. We ask that the weight of that is lifted off and handed to source, the source to take care of, knowing that everyone involved in is taken care of through source, because we are all source. And then I'm just going to bring in the highest and best frequencies from source to remind you of that connection, also that remembering that connection with all that you are with source, sent back to all timelines, to all and any places where that's been dented or you felt alone and that you have to do it all on your own. Just going to ask that that is a frequency of loved and connected, sent back to all time and space. And then to bring the highest and best frequencies of unconditional love and deserving observing that unconditional love completely into your heart. You know how it feels to be supported, bringing the highest frequency codes of remembering that you have support, you are supported through your higher self, through your whole soul support team. Okay, I'm just going to lift that grid off now, see the golden light's just going to soften. So I'd like to just check in with you and how you're feeling. What I felt while we were doing that was that you take on, you're very much a big carer and you take on a lot of responsibility. It felt like that first chunk, I was able to lift a big chunk off. Still feels like there's a bit there to work on in the future, but a large big chunk lifted off. And part that's still there is really work on allowing yourself to know that support's there and tune into that support from Source. Okay, Monsef, have we heard back yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
I think we will receive it in a few moments. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, normally only people who are calling in via their phone or wave call who listen, it's synchronized, listen at the same time. And on the webcast, there is like 20 seconds delay or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that was really, really beautiful. Really, thank you for the energy you brought in, and I feel this work works for many of our audience and resonates with them.
I love working this way, sir.
Yeah. So yeah, we still didn't receive it, but yeah. Once we get it, I will share it. So
okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Here is it. So Shirat, wow, thank you from my heart and soul. I felt so lonely and disconnected for so long, and now I am one with everything. I felt like a huge wall came down, and I definitely want to let go of all these responsibilities and give it back to Source. Namaste. Thank you. Bless you.
Oh, lovely. I think we're at a soul level, we're so free and lovely. We quite often volunteer to take on too much, and it really felt like this lady just has taken on a lot. So the good news is when you hand it over to Source, and I always find this really important, if it's agreements involving others, whether it's others on other planets, other ancestors, other family members, to set the intention when we're handing that back that it's Source will then take care of everyone involved in it, wherever it is in time and space. And then that allows people to, it's like almost a permission to their heart, oh, Okay, because just giving it back sometimes doesn't feel right. But if you give it back knowing sources can take care of everyone and everything involved, then it's like a permission to let go of it. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And she also wrote a huge relief. Thank you, Mar.
Oh, thank you. That's all right. It's my pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Sarah. Much love to you, and also thank you so much, Philippa, for the guidance and the healing you provided. So thank you so much, and also thank you for all the time that you spent with us, the guidance you gave to our callers, and the healing you brought, and also the information you shared with us, the discussion we had, the group healing. That was really, really powerful.
Oh, thank you, Monsef. It's been really lovely to connect with you and with everybody that's listened in today. So, yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, thank you.
Lovely.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks,
and, thank you. And yeah, everyone, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing with us your beautiful energy. Thank you for those who ask their questions. And being vulnerable by sharing your experiences, and this not only helps you but only helps so many of our audience. So really thank you so much for doing that. I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye bye everyone.
Bye bye. Thank you.
If you'd like to listen to live episodes and interact with our speakers, you can go to yourdivineuniqueness.com. Your divine, divine, uniqueness, uniqueness.com.